Minnesota's mobs are storming their local ICE headquarters
here when they hear the mayor of their city saying ICE should get out, and they don't hear much from the governor except please behave. We saw what happened in 2020. The question is it going to happen again?
I mean, look at that guy getting in front of a moving car.
If he
didn't learn a terrible lesson about this yesterday.
Look at this. There's people are getting arrested.
You got to just question the judgment of these individuals.
Yes, you do. Unless, of course, it's your full-time job.
Do you have a job? Do you have a job?
Shame. I'm getting hit right now. What? Oh! They admit it. That explains why these mobs are out here running full speed away from federal agents they've just altercated with. These are classic Antifa tactics right here. Someone gets arrested by federal agents, it gets filmed, it makes its way on the internet, but what you don't see are the crimes this person committed that allowed them to get taken down in the first place. They're not just out there arresting everybody, they've singled this person out for a reason. They've got him surrounded for a reason. He's going into federal custody for a reason, and the reason he did all of this is because he's being paid, and you're supposed to think some average-looking guy who's outraged by the Trump administration in a red orange jacket is now getting arrested, and that this could be any of us next.
Will not touch immigration. We arrested two illegal aliens from Somalia today on the streets of Minneapolis, both with significant others had very long rap sheets. Where are the police arresting them? Or if the police do arrest them, why aren't they turning them over to ICE and Border Patrol? When you ask them that, they don't seem to have an answer, Laura.
Your message to those tonight.
Because they want everyone to think that the only people getting arrested are average Americans, when it turns out you've got to be a fugitive in the country illegally, and you've got to have a rap sheet to even be on ICE's radar.
What do you think about ICE's presence in your city?
Yeah, what does Ilhan Omar think?
Yeah, I mean, ICE has been carrying out state-sanctioned violence in our communities. We have seen them terrorize so many of citizens in the 5th District.
You got to be kidding me.
And across Minnesota. And that has tragically led to this
Those officers defended themselves.
And so it is not helpful for us to have ICE agents unlawfully just carrying out these ridiculous
raids. She's so happy the mobs are out there.
And I join our mayor and our senator in asking them to get the heck out of our city.
She's basically calling for an insurrection.
President Trump
Unapologetically.
Went on Truth Social, and he posted about the video, and he posted a different video than the one I think a lot of us have seen. He said, it's a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and
resisting.
That's
exactly what happened.
Well, that's an incredibly delusional statement.
So one of the architects of all of the fraud in Minnesota says that the president is delusional and says that the president's the bad guy. Meanwhile, the governor is invoking the Civil War.
Things look really bleak. It was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation.
When?
On that July 3rd, 1863.
I think now we may be
in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy, to hold the line on decency.
He's calling for insurrection.
To hold the line on accountability. And more than that,
that's not accountability.
To rise up as neighbors.
Accountability means he's in jail.
Say, we can look out for one another. We can have differences. But we proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold. It feels to me like we're at one of those inflection points.
So according to the governor, who could wind up in federal prison, we're at an inflection point. And we sure are.
Hey, this grocery store, it's actually not just like a normal grocery store.
Oh, it's not a normal grocery store?
There's a bunch of other stores inside of the grocery store. So right here you have one store. Right here you have another store, and then right here you have another store, then up here you have another store.
And is there any fraud going on here?
Of the grocery store, there are six separate stores. How's life here as a Somalian?
Life is good. Mm-hmm. I do phone bills, sending money to Africa, and that's where I do. The business is good.
And how have you seen the rise of Somalian here inside of Minnesota?
As well, you know, the rise is good, and been a lot, we have a place to pray, and life is good.
How long have you lived here in America for?
For 10 years now.
And when you came here, did the government bring you here, or did you come here by your own choice?
I came here by my own choice. I was one of the refugees from Uganda.
Oh.
I was brought by UN.
You were brought by the UN to come into the United States?
Yes. And life is good, you know. We try to enter into businesses. We intermingle.
Look, if this guy's not doing anything illegal, if he's out there in public running a legitimate business, no problem. But the question is, who's sending money out of the country, and where did they get that money? Don't ask Ilhan Omar.
Our spending bills making its way through Congress was a $1 million earmark from Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, which was an earmark that was supposedly going to a substance abuse clinic, which actually happened to be housed in a restaurant and run by three individuals that share the same residential address.
That's like what we just saw.
According to their IRS paperwork. Tons of red flags.
They're still doing it.
So this is what we saw with the fraud involving the daycare centers.
They're still doing it. No one's been held accountable. We've got these elected representatives out there crying how evil and awful and unjust America and the Trump administration are, and they're still trying to pass their scams at a federal level.
Now we see other earmarks coming directly from members of Congress where it seems fraud is being perpetrated as well. So I raised the issue, and the House has now stripped that earmark out of that spending bill. But again, this is how easy money has been flowing to bad actors in Minnesota.
Right. It's disgusting. That's why the government should have less of our money, not more.
And use the welfare state to do it.
Right.
Critics are also asking why Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's husband reportedly purged key officer official details from his $25 million venture capital firm's website.
Why would he do that?
Now, this move comes amid growing questions about the couple's wealth and possible connection to the welfare fraud. According to her latest financial disclosure in May, the couple's net worth surged 3,500% in just 1 year. It estimates now, putting it anywhere from $6 million to $30 million, their net worth went up 3,500%.
Even Nancy Pelosi's not doing that well. Come on, this is a red flag. Something fishy is happening here. At least that's what it looks like.
How do you explain that? Their net worth went up 3,500%. How do you explain that? And then talk
good
about
question.
The shrubbing on the website. That doesn't look good. What's Walls doing about that? Is he looking into
Nothing.
This?
Well, certainly not. I mean, he's certainly supportive of whatever they're doing. And this is one of the other things that we need to address is the extent to which members of Congress find themselves getting wealthy while they're in Congress.
Right.
In this case, it appears by being completely in bed with all of the fraudulent activity that's going on in Minnesota. Of course, we should investigate this. Of course, we look into what they're scrubbing from their website.
Right.
I think we've got to explore this as far as we can, including potentially looking into denaturalizing and removing Ilhan Omar if she's violated our laws. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we should also ban stock trading among members of Congress, since we're talking about the wealth
Completely.
Of Congress, and I'm
For
able
sure.
to do that, and I hope we will do that next year. Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is working with us to do that.
Yeah.
We've got to stop all of this flow of dollars that is corrupting our system. Empower the American people to do what they do best.
Right, and okay, this is where the argument about a smaller federal government comes into play, because the government, whether it's Trump running it, or Biden, or Barack Obama, or George Bush, the same government cannot be trusted.
And we've got to pause immigration. I introduced a bill to pause immigration because we've got to stop this massive abuse of our system using H-1Bs, using diversity visas. President Trump is exactly right to have frozen the diversity visas, to have stopped that, to freeze the flow from countries of concern.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that in 1920, when we had a high percentage of people that were foreign born, we froze immigration for 40 years. We did great things in those 40 years. We can do it again. That's why I introduced legislation to pause immigration. The president's right to do that, and I'm supporting him in that effort.
Okay.
Okay. Meantime, the Trump administration is working to highlight its achievements this year ahead of next year's midterm elections. And commentator Scott Jennings says that one victory is bigger than the rest. What is it? Let's watch.
I think on the immigration piece, it's been his biggest success this year. It's the biggest promise fulfilled.
And by cracking down on the immigration fraud, We're discovering all kinds of other fraud, aren't we? Some of the people that have been stealing from American people haven't been in the country with permission, and they were chummed up with Governor Walz. And now rioters are just taking over the state.
To leave that city entirely. The Trump administration doubling down in its defense.
It is an insurrection at this point.
While local leaders want him arrested. News Nation's Brooke Schaefer is live in Minneapolis for us once again. Brooke, what's the feeling like on the ground
the
nearly
feeling.
48 hours later? And,
militants.
And what's to come of today?
Rioting, that's the feeling.
Marky, we are expecting to hear from some local officials later this morning. As you can imagine, tensions are still incredibly high here in Minneapolis. Late last night, Minnesota State Governor Tim Walz said he officially authorized the National Guard to be staged
Interesting.
And ready. Overnight, we saw more protests throughout the city
Look
of
at
Minneapolis.
This.
There were people with signs
They're just
telling
taking
ICE
over.
To get out. Protesters here in this city very
Who
angry
organized
over
all these
this
people?
Week's deadly shooting and the immigration crackdown.
We're supposed to believe
the
these are normal
Minnesota.
People. One of them said she's getting paid.
We saw that same frustration all day yesterday outside of a federal building. Hundreds
this
of
is
people
their job.
Yelling at border agents to pack up and leave.
That's their
did
job
see some clashes,
to yell.
Arrests, pepper spray, some tear gas. And protesters tell me they're not leaving.
Yep.
Until ICE does.
Yep, because they're being
Tell
paid.
Tell me your message to federal officials right now.
Our message is to get out of Minneapolis. We will continue to put the pressure on peacefully.
I don't see that happening.
Determination and commitment, because this is not the way
Listen
we
to the
live,
screaming in the background.
This is not the country we live in.
Right, but where's the peace? There's no peace going on here. These people are just attacking this jailhouse in order to get arrested and let the news film it to try and turn public opinion against the law enforcement apparatus of this country.
Well, it's another really painful and traumatic experience for our state here. And again, we have a
It is shutting down the state.
Governor of our state, other leaders have totally failed to step up to meet the moment. You know, Tim
They don't want to step
know,
up.
Said that the state is at war with the federal government. That
yep.
he's called
he
the
has.
National Guard to.
He has said that. He has said his state is at war with the federal government. He's telling his constituents to get out there and use their voices and be heard, but be peaceful, but we're at war, but be peaceful, but we're at war. This doublespeak, the mobs are hearing what they want to hear, and they're doing what they want to do because they know their governor is behind them.
Oppose the federal government. This is really just bizarre behavior on the part of our president. Really troubling in terms of his state of mind, in terms of how he thinks about it. We need leaders right now to step up. Turn the temperature down
right.
to bring people together.
They're
and
not
I'm sorry
doing
to say that.
That.
Tim Walz continues to do just the opposite.
That's it.
It's
He's turning up the heat.
It's so many of your elected leaders. Over the past 48 hours, we have heard complete misunderstandings of law. And as an AG candidate, I'm sure, you know, you saw that as well. We've also seen a lot of rage and, quite frankly, lies when it comes to facts.
And the reason that they do that, these politicians, they get out there and they thump their chests and they hit their podium and they say, what ICE is doing is illegal. It's not illegal, but they're lying. They're an elected representative and they're using their position of power to project lies that go right into the ears and manipulate the hearts and minds of their sanctuary residents.
What do the majority of Minnesotans think when they see their elected leaders, led by Tim Walz, demonstrating what they've shown over the last 48 hours?
I mean, clown show.
Well, I think you'd have to say that the vast majority of Minnesotans are just deeply troubled by the trajectory of our state, particularly over the past 5-6 years of Tim Walz's leadership. He's been totally ill-equipped. He's been totally negligent.
Look at him throwing snowballs at their own police.
Circumstances like this, when it comes to fraud and so forth. And so the average Minnesotan is looking out there and saying, what happened to this state, this true leader of the country that we had just a few years ago?
Vice President J.D. Vance made a big announcement.
I'd be pretty depressed if I lived in Minnesota right now to know that everything I work for is just going to fraudsters and people are getting rich while my family's struggling. This is horrible.
Minneapolis Public Schools closed today and will be closed again
tomorrow. And the
schools
are closed.
They say it's out of an abundance of caution over safety concerns with ICE operations.
This is crazy.
Richard Reeves live in Minneapolis with more
on that.
Why
is ICE near the schools if illegal
Kevin,
immigrants aren't
Roosevelt
there.
Roosevelt High School, where just yesterday there was a confrontation between ICE agents and other people outside. You know, this closure will have a huge impact. Some 1,000 schools, 30,000 students. 30,000
students.
This is in the name of
30,000 students can't go to class.
Minneapolis public schools remain closed through the weekend.
What language is that on the front door of the school?
Let him go.
This after ICE says an enforcement operation ended outside Roosevelt High School.
Was this the right thing to do to close the schools for the next couple of days?
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, who knows what could have happened?
Right. But now, if the schools are shut down and 30,000 kids can't go to school, guess what they're all going to need? They're all going to need to find a daycare. And luckily for them, there are a whole bunch of empty ones that are already getting government money. So perhaps these places will just open right up and accept all the kids that can't show up to class anymore so that the economy here can still work. What a great system.
An ICE statement, this enforcement operation, was the end of a five-mile pursuit of a U.S. citizen.
Wow.
Who ICE says had rammed his car into a government
That's
vehicle
terrible.
And drove onto school property. ICE says a man identifying himself as a teacher assaulted a Border Patrol agent.
Wow, that's the teacher.
Says people began throwing objects at the officers and their vehicles.
And then the mobs attacked.
We did reach out to the Minneapolis Public Schools to get their version of what happened. We have not heard back.
I wouldn't want my kids being taught by that teacher.
We work every day, day in and day out, to pay our bills and make sure that we can live safely, and we can't feel safe in our own community.
But whose fault is that? Is that the fault of law enforcement, who's here getting criminals who are so dangerous they'll lead federal agents who are armed and wearing military body armor on a five-mile pursuit and then crash their vehicle after trying to run over federal agents with that vehicle? Is that the fault of law enforcement for catching that guy, or is that the fault of sanctuary leaders who have allowed your city to become that?
A lot of legal leeway in pursuing suspects. But what about access
to
school property or
really
buildings?
Hurt somebody.
Former Chief Immigration Judge Ryan Wood says there are limits.
If a area is closed to, like a classroom, would presumably be closed to the members of the public during regular business hours, ICE would not be permitted to go into there without permission from someone from the school district saying that they're allowed to go
or
into that
warrant.
Space.
Wow, okay.
Now, ICE says no students or faculty were targeted. They say their agents wouldn't even been here if they were not pursuing that particular person.
Okay, thank you. That's the truth. But you know what? The mobs, they don't want to believe it. They want to believe that they're on the side of righteousness out there attacking the federal government every single chance they get. That's what makes them sleep at night, knowing that they're going to get a paycheck tomorrow when they show up at the local ICE detention center and try to break in. Again, that's what we're seeing here. I can't believe that these mobs are allowed to do this. I can't believe that there aren't any consequences. Actually, I can. I can believe it, because you know what? It's happening. It's happening right in front of us. And until people go to jail, until somebody like Governor Walz actually has to pay up for what they've allowed to happen in their state, other elected representatives are going to say, hey, the grift is still on. I need to get some of this government money passed in my state real quick to back up my constituents. That's what people are doing. But what do you think? I'll see you in the next video.